you know, it's not just me doing the things. It's a combination of, you know, the offense and Todd being able to buy time and finding me in certain situations. And, you know, right now I just so happen to be there. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to coming out Saturday and keep doing the things we've been doing.
Did you know that you had good hands before you started doing this, or did you just realize that once you started playing wide receiver?
I guess it's kind of just a realization when I started playing. You know, I've never really been at the wide receiver spot yet, catch a ball. And, you know, Coach Warner believed in me. And, you know, Coach, the wide receiver coach that, you know, coached here last year, as well as Coach Bay that's coaching here now, has worked with me a lot and getting my hands and the technique and everything. And me staying learning about, you know, catching ball and blocking as well.
Do you think about playing in the NFL?
You know, right now I still got all this year and, you know, the entire season as well next year. But, you know, that's why I came to college football. You know, the next level is, you know, NFL. And, you know, if it's not in your mind, and I don't really know why you're playing the game, you know, to get to the elite and play with the best in the world, you know, it's always been a goal of mine. And it's definitely like a goal of mine in the future.
So you're not planning on going pro after this season as a wide receiver?
No.
You're not going to be back.
I definitely have numerous things to work on, and a lot of things here at Kansas I need to take care of before moving on.
I heard maybe one of your brothers actually got on in pro football as a receiver for a while. Is that true, or tight end?
Tight end. My oldest brother, Chevy, played K-State. He played 5-6 years in the league. He played 4 with Tennessee and another 2 with New Orleans, and you know, he had a lot of success, and he got caught by the injury bug and was forced to retire.
Is Dylan still over? Was he in Spain?
He was actually in Germany. And their season just finished a couple weeks back, so he's back in the States now.
Okay. What pro receiver would you compare yourself to?
That's a good question. I don't really like to compare myself to other players, and I just like being myself and creating my own identity.
How much, I hear Todd says sometimes you don't work with the receivers much. How much do you work with the receivers on a given practice?
Well, like today, the only time I worked with the receivers was 7-on-7 and team. So that's probably, you know, 30, 35 minutes out of the 2.5-hour practice.
And they're asked to spin a quarterback still?
Yep, just still working on quarterback and you know, learning a lot of quarterback as well. And, you know, college football, you never know what's going to happen the next play, and I got to be ready.
Any reason you don't wear any gloves?
You know, when I first started catching the ball, I used no gloves, and I figured I just feel more, you know, natural catching the ball without gloves. And, you know, when it gets cold, I might throw them on, but right now I'm going to keep them off.
It's more manly that way.
Old school. That's what I'm going for.
Was it a big deal for you to break one against Sam Houston?
You know, not really. I knew it. Time would tell. You know, I figured it was pretty much the perfect coverage for the play, and, you know, Coach Warner dialed it up, and, you know, Todd hit me in stride, and that's just the way it was, and it was a good feeling to get out and get in the end zone.
Todd called you Old Faithful. You like that nickname?
I don't know about old, but he's coming faithful.
Do you don't see yourself as just a, you know, 8, 9, 10 yard type receiver, though? Make those longer routes.
I definitely think so. You know, right now a lot of the stuff that's, you know, came has been kind of shorter stuff, because that's what the defense has been giving us. They don't want to allow that big play. And, you know, right now we're just taking what they give us, and, you know, the big plays have come.
Has it been kind of a crazy ride? Just, I mean, from last year, I guess, being on the cover of Sports Illustrated as a receiver, and then now leading the country in receptions. I mean, has it been pretty nuts? Or?
It definitely has. It's not what you know, not what I thought was going to happen, but, you know, it's just like life, you know, anything can happen, and you just got to roll with the punches and keep going, keep coming at it, and, you know, in the end, I think I'll be happy with the outcome.